Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
State Senator Mario Scavello is District 40, parts of Monroe and Northampton counties. So I think he's sort of in the zone where we're seeing some of these ghost flights we've been talking about. And he's got a memo out to his fellow legislators to do something about it. He's with us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. State Senator, good to talk with you. Thanks for joining us today.
Great talk, Dom. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. It just comes to a point that we shouldn't be sending him to Delaware. We should send him back to the border, but he's not protecting the border. So I'm hopeful if he decides to protect Delaware, then he's going to play his card. There's a huge impact in our area. School property taxes are tremendously, seniors are really hurting. Mm-hmm. And to educate a child in my area, normal is about $20,000. However, now you're talking a second language and whatever else issues that you have. You know, you're in that $35,000 bracket, and it's funded locally by the local taxpayers. So if you put a couple of hundred kids into your schools, federal government, they might be giving them money for clothes and everything, but they're not helping that senior and that property tax owner, that homeowner, which is really wrong. And, you know, I'm speaking, by the way, I am an immigrant. I came to America the right way. I had a sponsor. You didn't have a handout. You came here the right way. I'm for, you know, have a lottery system of some sort. But what's happened to our nation and what's happening today and what's coming through that border is an absolute disgrace.
And State Senator, exactly right. And particularly, though, in the age of COVID. My goodness.
Yeah.
In the dead of the night, we've had Lou Barletta on. We had Corman on, and I think somebody else. Two or three of the candidates have been on talking about in the dead of the night, buses taking them to God knows where. Look, I'm a Catholic. But the Catholic Relief Organization seems to be behind this, the effrontery to think that you can just plop people down in a community that are here illegally, and then the crushing financial burden. But there's a sense, too, that this is not right. So let's talk about the odds on this. I'm sure you'll have a lot of support in certain circles, but mm-hmm. I would assume that Governor Wolf will veto it.
Yes, but I think people need to see that veto.
Yeah.
Because it's obvious. Sometimes, you know, you put it in because you want to see, you don't want to get it vetoed. But I think people need to see it. Because, you know, when Governor Wolf first got his first speech on the floor in his to the state, he talked about taxes. And I actually commented, complimented him the fact that he wants to do something about school tax reform, school property tax reform. And that was it. And now, you know, 7 years later, this is happening. And enough is enough, Governor. You know, there's no way that you can continue to allow this to happen. You're not protecting your state. And this COVID stuff that you mentioned, it's correct. You know, you don't know if they've been if they've got their shots or not, or what are they bringing into our country?
Without a doubt, and this brings into play too in a heated political race, the chief law enforcement officer who won't answer various people that are public officials like you. That's Josh Shapiro. What does he know? Does he support this? I think you're right. We need to get Wolf, but more importantly, Shapiro on record. If he supports this type of stuff and wants to be the governor of Pennsylvania, people ought to realize he will do a lot more of it then, probably.
We had a couple of states that want a copy of the legislation that are going to introduce it. And one of them was Tennessee. And I think I'm not sure the other one, but it's a southern state. But so this is starting to attract some followers because we just can't continue to go the way we're going. You know, what's happening, what they're catching coming through that border, people that were sent back and are coming back with all kinds of nasty pests. And they're trying to get back in because we're not protecting our border.
And State Senator, too, I saw the Fox thing. I thought it was higher than I thought today. They touted at you and they talked about those that were told they have to report to ICE or a court, something. It was well under 50% that actually have reported after some time in the country. I was waiting for them to say it's under 5%. I think it's even lower. Of getting compliance of who's here.
Yeah, I don't think you're getting the right numbers either.
Yeah.
It's not, you're not getting the right numbers.
So what should we do here in Philadelphia then? Is there a name of the bill, or what do we do to really start to push this?
Well, we have the bill, you saw the co-sponsorship memo. It's being drafted. It should be ready in the middle of next week. We have and once that's ready, there'll be a bill number to it. And we can, Dom, we can give you a call when the time is right. I'm assuming Philadelphia got a ton of these illegals.
Oh, exactly. There is no doubt. We're a sanctuary city. They're proud of it here. I know Northampton County. Glad to know that's where you are. It's a good spot, and sanity seems to prevail there. There's the sanctuary city dance by our mayor, Jim Kenney. So you have all of our information. As soon as that comes down, we'd like to, again, continue to talk about this, Senator. Thank you for doing this. You're right. Let's get Governor Wolf and Shapiro and the others on the record saying they're supportive of this.
Yeah. Listen, thank you very much, and
you're
have
welcome.
A great week.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.